Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I design your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
All right, I have a story here that I didn't, sometimes these tech update stories, I don't know whether to classify them as tech update or signs of the apocalypse, because the two seem to be very similar these days. But this is one, on the one hand, I completely understand it. On the other hand, I was absolutely horrified. Okay, if you use, like, for example, Google, which most everybody, that's their primary. I mean, I know people have their other preferences, but Google started putting AI summaries at the top of its search listings, right? And what that is meant to do is give you the answer without having to go click on a link. And part of the problem for that, from a financial standpoint, is the company, the publisher, the news organization that made the actual article gets no click-through value because people are not clicking through. They're just reading the AI summary. And also, there's an accuracy issue because have you ever read the AI summary and said, I'm just not sure about all that? And then you go and read the actual materials, which is what I do always, because I don't trust the AI. And I go and read the actual materials, and lo and behold, that's not right. Now, sometimes it is. But the point is, you know, what's our slogan? News Radio 923, informative, local, mostly dependable. I mean, that's not our slogan.
No.
Dependable. And AI is not dependable. The summary is not accurate enough of the time that, it's nice if it's right, but you can't trust that it's right. Okay, so that's one problem, is accuracy. There's another problem, which is that the people who are actually doing the work to publish the material that the AI is capturing and then repurposing to you in an effort to make your life easier so you have the answer, you know, right at the top, they don't get the benefit of the click-through, which is, of course, a lot of these sites will make their money based on the click-through links. And the advertising that your eyeballs see while you're on their site, which is not click-through money, but it is money that they get based on the pop-ups or the videos or whatever. You get all this. Okay, that's just like context. That's not the new issue. The new issue is that Google is now using AI to rewrite the headline of the story that's in the link that it shows to you. So they're editing the headline content of the story from the New York Times or the Washington Post or the PNJ or News Radio or Channel 3 or whatever. Not the body of the article yet, but the headline. Because, and this is, by the way, this began, I guess, with Google Discover, you know, which was kind of their AI program. And now it's just in the blue link searches, in the normal, ordinary, you know, 10 links show you the world kind of approach that Google's always had. So you have now AI-generated headlines changing the meaning of articles written by journalists, not by changing the article, but by changing what you think the article says in an effort to what? Make it more interesting, captivating? Ironically, this would sort of counteract this click-through problem because if it is effective clickbait, then it, okay. But you and I both know that a very common, I mean, it's precious rare enough that people actually go do research. But one of the things that happens, it's very easy to, you go pull up your search page and you have 10 headlines and the first three all seem to kind of say something fairly similar. And you don't go read that the article. I do. I'm just saying that people don't. They don't go read the article because it seems like this is what the truth is in the headline. What if the headline's been changed? I mean, headlines are often misleading enough anyway, clickbaity oriented, whatever. They're not right. But what if the headline itself has been changed and people start taking that as this is horrid, absolutely horrible. So I'm curious what you think about this. 437-1620. Of course, I've said it's horrible, but there you go. The company is now rewriting what journalists actually wrote, sometimes changing the meaning entirely because headlines matter. The Verge's Sean Hollister, who discovered multiple instances of headline substitution, says this breaks their decades-old unspoken promise of being, you know, the website you click on is the website you get, as opposed to the headline being very different. The company that built its empire in delivering the trustworthy 10 blue links is now using AI to replace the headlines journalists actually wrote with machine-generated alternatives, and publishers are only finding out when they see their own work transformed in search results, meaning you'd have to publish the article and then go keep tabs on whether Google is changing your headline without your permission. I mean, put aside whether this is like a copyright violation, it's editing. Now, where I think this starts to get interesting is, you know how Section 230 protects them against content because they're just the platform, they're not publishing, but now they're editing. Editing is publishing. Right? So this is not a social media issue, but it sort of is. I mean, does Google search count as a social media engine? I don't know where the law would come down on all this, but you know, publishers make decisions about headlines with editorial and framing and emphasis and accuracy and their reputation in mind. And now, you know, you potentially have maybe even defamation issues, because if the headline starts to bend the perception of that particular news source in people's minds without their input, you're changing their reputation by saying they said a thing that they didn't actually say. I don't know. I think this is fascinating. I'm curious what you think about this. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free, even delay-free, not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Sean. Your reaction to this, you've not heard this before, right?
No.
It's new to you. What do you think?
I think it's not good.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I
hadn't heard of
audacious
this
audacious and rude and obnoxious and presumptuous and... like, I would never.
No.
Never. But that's because I care about truth and words matter and honoring what people's work and giving them credit when they've done a thing and not distorting what they've said ever, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do. And here they're, I mean, we don't care about any of that. 437-1620. It's kind of this, it's not exactly a follow-up, but it sort of fits with all these AI stories sort of seem to all fall together. We were talking right before the break, before the 8 o'clock, or the 7 o'clock hour, about in the military, one of the things they're learning is that soldiers who use AI, it creates in them the habit of not really checking the information very well and trusting the information, even when they know it's wrong. Like the advice the AI gives on picking out the target package or doing the assessment, which was done in, like, you know, the Venezuela and the Iraq, the Iran war kind of stuff. But when you know it's wrong or you think it's wrong, but you still follow it because it's telling you what to do, they call that cognitive surrender. That happens. Also, the problem with AI is a lot of times it feeds back to you the stuff that it thinks you want to hear, you know, so it wants to be liked, which makes it weirdly like a person, but also not. And so you start to have more confidence in something, even though it's only feeding you the information that's confirmatory. So you have this confirmation bias problem. You're not getting any closer to real truth or wisdom, but you are getting more confidence, which is it's exactly the opposite of what should be happening. And also just the general problem of, you know, taking away your ability to really think and think critically and ask questions and challenge and question and mull things over and ruminate. And, you know, that sense a lot of times, that kind of gut hunch instinct when somebody says something, you're like, this doesn't feel right to me. That's a super important cognitive skill. I mean, that is like save your life kind of stuff. If you're ever driving, you know, and, you know, after you've driven a long time, eventually you're like, man, I just know that guy's going to merge in front of me. Or, man, I just know that person's sure going to walk out into the road. Man, yep. I just know that person's going to miss that stop sign. You don't get all of them, but there's so much of the time and something happens and you're like, how did I know that was going to happen? Well, you just do. I don't know. You just do. Okay, but the machine... it's got all of its defense mechanisms built in, which I have turned off on my car because I hate them all. The machine is not as smart as you are. Now, in some ways, it is more, it's quicker than you are, but it's not as smart as you are. and it misinterprets and misunderstands or fails to. And if you start to depend on that as your safety device, which is what they're trying to get you to do with self-driving cars, I'm like, no, man, me, I'm better. I'm a better journalist and I'm a better driver, at least for now. 719 on News Radio 923. But that forfeiting, that abdicating of the habit of assessing and thinking and questioning and challenging and sifting and pondering, it makes you dumber and means that the decisions you do produce are not as reliable. And if the AI starts to malfunction or isn't available, or how would you know that it's gotten it wrong if you don't have those core skills? It's one thing for the AI to be functioning as a supplement of sorts. It's another thing entirely when you start letting it do the thinking for you and you stop doing the thinking. Right? 437-1620. Somebody had raised a question of copyright infringement here. Somebody else here had said, is there really a difference between double plus ungood and double plus good un? It's a 1984 reference. War games, you want to play a game? Yeah, exactly. But when, and it's contributing, as somebody else said, it's contributing to the dumbing down of humans. Absolutely. 437-1620. Somebody says, are they experimenting with the Google headlines or is the program fully launched? No, it's operating. It was experimenting when it's in Discover, and now it's for everybody on the Google search. 720 on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. What else is I going to tell you about? No, I completely forgot. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's strength for life.
Palm Sunday is a wonderful celebration of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It's wonderful because the New Testament passages record the fulfilled prophecies from the Old Testament. Palm Sunday helps prove that Jesus of Nazareth is God's anointed Messiah. As Jesus enters Jerusalem riding a colt, he is doing so in fulfillment of Zechariah 9:9. Recorded hundreds of years before Palm Sunday, Jesus riding that colt identifies him as the Messiah. In addition, as the crowd sees him, they laid down palm branches in his honor, and then they cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And them saying that was a fulfillment of Psalm 118. So be sure to gather with your local church this Palm Sunday and celebrate all that God has done through the person of his only begotten Son.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
The Florida Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo is back for a limited time only this Friday through Sunday at the Cordova Mall. They're clearing out floor model hot tubs and swim spas, cold plunges and saunas, and no reasonable offers are turned down. Save up to 50% off select floor models with immediate delivery available while supplies last. Plus, no payments for 6 months or interest-free financing for those who qualify. Join them this weekend at Cordova Mall in Pensacola or visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com now to secure your exclusive deal before they're gone.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Ready Kids for the Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza, Saturday from 10 till 1 at Museum Plaza on Tarragona. Join the community-wide celebration of reading. See readykidsfl.org for more. The Wildlife Sanctuary of Northwest Florida's Baby Shower and Open House is Saturday. See PensacolaWildlife.com for info and reservations. Submit your events to NewsRadio923.com.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dirt, football, rah, rah, rah. You can watch it go.
Forever, Kevin. Don't shoot, shoot.
She's so dangerous.
Shotgun! Don't shoot shotgun!
Good morning, 724 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Somebody texts me and says, seems like AI is making it harder rather than easier to do research. Headlines are seldom more than clickbait anyway. And, you know, this is in the context of the story about Google is now actually using AI to change the headlines of the click-through links that it is linking you to. It's horrible. And this person said, when you stop making the decisions, you forget how to. Boy, that is so true. Every cognitive skill you don't keep doing, you forget. Simple. And I that's my view of AI is I feel like it just makes work harder. It's like AI is like that person who sounds like they know what they're talking about, but they're really full of crap. And so it's you got to really know a lot to know when they're wrong. And so those people are the people you never want to listen to, because if you realize they're kind of semi-reliable and you can't tell the difference, that just makes life hard, because you got to go double work extra over to check everything that they're saying to you. All right, 725 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Home Outlet in Pensacola, where you'll find flooring for every budget and big savings on your next home project. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on Avalon Boulevard approaching I-10 going southbound, you'll see maybe a 9-minute delay. Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, experiencing a 7-minute delay. And let's see here. Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile, expect 11-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's like the difference between sounding like, you know, really being good at sounding persuasive as opposed to really being wise and knowledgeable. I mean, we have, I'll just say it, some of the people who participate a lot in some of the local governmental meetings, they sound really good until you actually know enough to know that, oh, man, that's just wrong. You know, that's just false. But some people are really good at the rhetoric. They're really good at, you know, making it persuasive and sounding captivating and like, but fact. You know, no, that's a mistake. Hey, if you think you might need a new roof, or you know you need a repair, but you're not sure if you need a roof, or you're just not sure and you just want to find out, maybe you're kind of curious about the wind mitigation inspection report to figure out if you're going to save money on your insurance, which you can do depending on what kind of roof you wind up getting. Just call Quality Roofing Solutions. You know, when they were first had come to us as advertisers, you know, I asked my wife, I said, you know, do you know anything about them? She says, well, the one thing I do know is on Nextdoor, whenever I'm looking, just scrolling and scrolling, she says, when people ask the question, you know, tell me about a good roofer, they are always on the list. You know, it'll usually be the top two or three, and they're always on this list. A 4.9 rating on Google, which is obscenely good. 10,000 roofs in the 20 years that they've been in business since 2006. Brian Ward started the company here. Again, a 4.9 rating, which is outrageous. They have a lifetime warranty for the workmanship on their roofs. Lifetime? Who does that? Well, they do. So talk to them. Call them, ask them your questions. They will treat you like a person. They try not to be the contractor stereotype, which in all of its bad ways, they try to be the good stuff. 777-0961 for quality. I had a good friend who just started, got a roof from them recently. She's like, it wasn't necessarily the cheapest one, but it wasn't the most expensive, and they were great. And they did exactly what they said, which is what you want. You just want somebody who's reliable and quality. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, Andrew. The partial government shutdown might be coming to an end. The Senate passed a bill overnight that would fund most of the Department of Homeland Security, including the TSA. The deal was struck between Democrats and Republicans after the president said he would pay TSA workers at the nation's airports with or without the help of Congress. That bill now goes to the House. President Trump's signature will appear on future U.S. currency in honor of the nation's 250th anniversary. I'm not even going to try to say the word that had you.
Semi-quincentennial.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try
that. Half of 500. Yeah. Like, anybody does math that way. All right, go on.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent made the announcement yesterday. He said the U.S. is on a path towards unprecedented economic growth, and this will mark the first time in history a sitting president's signature has appeared on currency. You can use some of that money to pay your Netflix bill because it's going up.
You can use a Trump hundo to pay 5 months of the new Netflix
plan.
That's
right, that's right. Netflix raising its subscription prices for the second time now in just over a year. Their cheapest plan is going up to $9 a month. The standard ad-free plan will be $20 a month, and the premium plan is going up to $27.
All right. Cool. Again. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. Oh, on the whole, like, fact-checking and having to fact-check and people who sound like they know what they're talking about. Somebody texts in, you mean kind of like having to research everything the president says? Oh, well, no. Because he doesn't even sound like he knows what he's talking about. I've told you this before. I voted for the president, you know, every time he was up for the general election, never in the primaries. And I have actually adopted a relatively new strategy with the president. I ignore him. I mean, not always, not entirely, but do you know why? Because, first of all, so much of what he says is just false. So much of what he says is just ridiculous or made up. And it's a distraction. It's the train wreck. It's a captivating, you know, crap show. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. Well, I just don't need to play that game. I will pay attention to sources that are actually talking about things that are actually happening. And if he's giving a speech that's sort of worth paying attention. But generally speaking, I have found, precisely, she's exactly right, precisely because you have to fact check like every sentence he says. Or you have to know enough to know that, well, that's not true. So it's just, it's such a completely unreliable mouth that I just, you know, what's the value in that? You know, I could sit here all day and tell you the things he said that are false, but how does that benefit? I just choose to find other sources. That's how I am approaching the current scenario.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. The Senate passing a bill overnight to fund TSA and most of the Department of Homeland Security.
Republicans agreed to fund all of the Department of Homeland Security except for essentially immigration enforcement. Democrats called that a win. But Democrats did not get what they really wanted here, these major reforms in the way that ICE operates.
As Fox's Douglas Zader, the bill now heads to the House. The deadline now April 6th for Iran to allow traffic through the Strait of Hormuz or face U.S. attacks on infrastructure.
The president told the host of the Five Iran allowed 10 ships through the strait as a gift.
And so I gave them a 10-day period. They asked for seven. You're going to say, oh, Trump's a terrible negotiator. They asked for seven. And I said, I'm going to give you 10.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 62 degrees right now. We've got cloudy skies. We'll get to our forecast. Brooke Richardson has that for us here in just a few minutes. Pensacola area nonprofit says childhood cancer research is severely underfunded. This week, the community showed up to help change that. Raleigh Gulf Coast raised over $700,000 at a celebrity fashion show at the Brownsville Community Center. Founder Cindy Bonner says the need is urgent.
No child should have to stay in the hospital fighting cancer or get in the hospital because their cancer treatment is so harsh and so out of date that because there's no funding for new and improved cancer treatments for children.
12 pediatric cancer patients walked the runway alongside local celebrities. As part of that event, Bonner said 93 cents of every dollar raised goes directly to funding cancer research. Escambia County Commissioner Mike Kohler with some sharp words for Clerk of Courts and Comptroller Pam Childers yesterday over her decision to block a community support payment to Booker T. Washington's girls basketball team. Kohler accused the clerk of overstepping her authority and said, years of approving similar payments made that decision indefensible.
I totally believe in balanced government. I think she's overreached her bounds. I do not understand how you can stand up and for 12 years pay for something and get religion and not do it. That is ridiculous, Madam Clerk. You own that. That's $1.5 million you signed off of. You don't get to escape that. You got to own it and tell people you either failed paying it for 12 years and then got religion or say you were the worst clerk in the state.
Childers responded directly to Kohler and said her decision stands. The board is now pursuing a formal legal opinion on whether such discretionary fund payments are permissible under Florida law. Escambia County School District will begin registration for pre-K, kindergarten, and new students March 30th. Children that turn 5 by September 1st are eligible for kindergarten. The preferred registration deadline is June 30th. The first day of school is August 12th. Parents will need a birth certificate, proof of residence, immunization records, and a physical. For more information, call the School District Enrollment Services Office. Well, PPD had a busy day yesterday. A suspicious package prompted evacuations near the PSC campus. The package actually turned out to contain devices that simulated dynamite. EOD was called to that scene where they gave the all clear around 5 p.m. yesterday. That was around Corporate Woods Drive and College Boulevard. WSRE and some other nearby structures were evacuated as that was examined. PPD says it never posed a threat, but they are investigating how it got there. Also, an officer-involved shooting downtown. PPD says 36-year-old Dylan Whiting has been arrested and charged with grabbing for an officer's firearm during a struggle, resisting with violence, and battery on a law enforcement officer. Police say an officer was at that Starbucks where an employee alerted him to Whiting, who had an outstanding warrant. During the arrest attempt, a fight broke out and shots were fired. An investigation is ongoing to determine whether the officer or Whiting fired the gun as they were struggling for control of it. At the time, nobody was hit. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit, expect about a 4 to 5 minute delay in that area. Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road, a 7 minute delay. And let's see here, Avalon Boulevard southbound to I-10. Experiencing an 8 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day, mostly sunny skies today, high near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Saturday, sunny skies, high near 75. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 58. Looking at the sunshine again on Sunday with a high near 71 degrees. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 63. And going into Monday, mostly sunny skies, high near 73. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply higher by more than 2% after President Trump's Iran deadline extension fails to allay supply fears. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $96.65 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $110.88 per barrel. Buying a house this spring season is about to get tougher. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate climbed this week to its highest level in more than 6 months. Freddie Mac reports the benchmark 30-year mortgage rate rose to 6.38% from 6.22% last week. Foreign investors are poised to withdraw a record $12 billion from Indian equities in March as the Iran war disrupts oil and gas supplies, squeezing the economy. With just 2 trading days left in the month, this March could be the worst monthly sell-off by foreign investors. Futures are moderately lower, even after President Trump extended Iran's negotiation deadline. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 469, the NASDAQ down 521. That's Your Money Now.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
So if you've got a business and you've got employees and then you have to take care of their benefits, obviously, because that's how you attract people. It's how you retain them. And it's important. I mean, it's really essential these days. Health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR is a part of this problem. Handling payroll, all of the stuff you didn't get into business to do. You know, you got into business to do legal advice or to heal people's bodies or to, you know, build houses or fix cars or whatever it is that you and your business does. And, you know, you and your business do. And you did not get into business to do that stuff, but it has to be done. Somebody has to do it. And unfortunately, when you're grown, it's usually kind of you. Well, if you want some help, or if you already have it, but maybe it could be better, or maybe you wonder if it could be done better, like you're not sure, call Torgerson Consulting. This is what they do. Like, the thing that you don't like to do is what they do, kind of like in most of your business, you do stuff that other people don't like to do. They do this, and they do it really well. For 5 years, we've been using them here at Cat Country and News Radio for benefits, and they have been fantastic. They're not miracle workers, okay? The marketplace is what it is, but they go and find the best plans. I know this because every year they do, and, I mean, we give us choices. They explain them. They answer our questions in detail when we ask very detail-oriented questions. So I'm a big fan. For more than two decades, Torgerson Consulting is helping people just like you run your business better. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
Let me introduce you to Social Mirror. This is when we take the best content from your social media platform and deliver it to the phones, tablets, and computers of your target audience, where they live or wherever they go on the internet. You can add a call to action that sends people to your website or opens up their phone app with your phone number on it or gives them directions to find you. All of this comes with reporting to show how many people saw the ad and reacted to it.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
And then we'll move to Public Works. The first item is the acceptance of a TH-57C Sea Ranger helicopter and a transfer of the T-28B airplane.
Well, what? Wait a minute. The T-28 is the plane that's out in front of the high school that has been there for John. You want to take a guess at how long that T-28 has been there?
Well, I've been here over 20, so I would say over 20 years.
It's 50 years. It was installed in 1976.
Wow.
So 50 years that the Trojan has been there out in front of the high school. And Ed Spears says, hey, you know, we're looking at the possibility of making a change. Now, I did not catch the name of who this was. It could be Stephen Prestesser, but I'm not sure that it is. So I don't want to give wrong credit. But in any case, the person who was kind of presenting this to the city council in Milton kind of explained what's going on here.
Some time we've been working on this. Councilman Powers has actually even ran on an initiative to get a helo within the city of Milton. It just so happens to be that one was struck by lightning at Whiting Field, which decommissioned the aircraft, which was a perfect model to be able to transfer out of commission. Obviously, with the 73s that have come online, you see them in the air now flying. The 57 has obviously been fully decommissioned.
Okay. So one, you know, lightning struck a T-57, TH-57. That's the old helicopter. That's not the new one, not the Thrasher. That's the old Sea Ranger, whatever. But lightning struck one, which is, you can't use it for anything else anyway. So might as well use it. And also?
And so Whiting Field had noted that there is still one available, right, that's being sent out. That the city could obviously have first dibs on it. We made the request to the National Aviation Museum, to Miss Bonnie. That request was approved last week from the National Aviation, and so the aircraft is still sitting on Whiting Field. It is at before you now to officially accept the TH-57C, with that, we have to talk about the second part.
And this is something not everybody might understand, and I just want to make sure you do know. Whenever there are decommissioned aircraft like this, they're always owned by the Naval Aviation Museum. So when you see, for example, the various Blue Angels around the area, like on the Welcome Center or out on the rest area going, you know, east through, you know, past 87 over there, those are owned by the Naval Aviation Museum and they're on loan to places. So, for example, the one that's right now in front of the high school is actually owned by the museum. It's maintained by the city and it's on a pedestal owned by the city in front of the high school. But it's you look confused, John. You didn't know that?
No. Yeah, I didn't know that part, but I'm
okay.
Yeah.
You're still stuck on the replacing and the what he's stuck on.
Right.
Okay, well, we'll get there.
Yeah, hang because...
on. So the first part is that the city is going to have to actually agree to take the helicopter, which the Naval Aviation Museum permitted. So that's, you know, check, we're getting there.
As it is amazing to accept the 57C, let's talk about the legacy a little bit. Whiting Field, obviously, is our local installation. And many people always say that this is where the cradle of an aviation comes, right? As they finally grow up and become big boys and girls, this is where they get their wings of gold. The truth is, though, that only one third will get their wings of gold as a fixed wing. And Randy, if I'm wrong, correct me. But 100% will get their wings of gold if they're rotary. And so for all our Navy, our Coast Guard, and Marine Corps, 100%.
I think it's two-thirds of the fixed wing go through Whiting. Could be a third. He might be right. It's a lot of the fixed wing, but then it's all of the helicopters. That is absolutely right. And so what he's got, and by the way, somebody texted me and said, that is Stephen Prestesator, so thank you so much for that. Sorry, Stephen, I didn't mean to not know your voice as well as I should have to recognize you from that. But he's saying a helicopter is actually the perfect representation of NAS Whiting Field because that's the only helicopter that they've been flying for 50 years until now. And we're the only place that flies it. And every single Hilo pilot in the Navy, the Marines, and the Coast Guard goes through NAS Whiting Field.
The 57 Charlie, what we have here, is the best representation of NAS Whiting Field. And that's why I think it's important we look at the 57 Charlie as a static display for the city of Milton. It's been here since the 60s when it was commissioned, and it is only flown at Whiting Field, nowhere else. And so that is by far the best representation.
So what he's getting at is having the Hilo on display in front of the high school would be kind of like perfect, even a better thing than having the plane that's out there now. But, of course, people are attached to the plane. People don't like change, so people are attached to that plane.
T-28 Bravo that sits outside, in which I was informed this afternoon that it's been here since... 76, that bicentennial?
1976.
That's crazy.
There you go. It was put in at the high school in 1976.
And also, in taking the helicopter, what would we do if we swapped it, okay? Because one possibility is to swap it out, and then what do you do with the plane? Or you could put the helicopter maybe somewhere else in town that would be in a prominent place, and then you'd have two displays. That's a possibility. But somebody else is actually interested in the T-28, the plane, because those are very, very rare to be in any kind of decent condition.
So what we are looking at, and we're going to request from council, it'll be two motions. We are going to look at obviously accepting the 57 Charlie from NAS Whiting Field and from the Naval Aviation Museum. But it turns out that during all of this, the city of Foley is looking for a T-28, and we have one very close. It is an official request that's come to the National Aviation Museum to have our aircraft transferred from Milton, which will be sent to Foley.
So Foley wants to acquire it. So we take the TH-57 from Whiting, and Foley will take the T-28 from us. And apparently, I guess Foley still has to vote on this. It's not a done deal exactly, but they're kind of likely. Now, Ed Spears at this point, you know what? I got to take a quick traffic break. I'm sorry. I just get to talking and I forget, John, so...
It's all good. All right. No accidents to report to you right now. Let's see here. Just some, if you're on Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10, expect a 7-minute delay, and 98 westbound going toward Gulf Breeze. That's a 9-minute delay. John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Okay. So they're talking about taking the helicopter from Whiting and putting it where you currently have the plane out in front of the high school in Milton. And Ed Spears is going to say what I think is probably one of the best comments worth saying in the context of all of this.
Mayor and members of council, when this concept was presented to me, my first thought was tread very carefully into this discussion. We began it with the leadership at Milton High School, who have advised they have no concerns with removing the airplane and replacing it with the helicopter. So that was my first concern. My second concern is community-based. There are some people who have seen that airplane sitting there every day of their life. It's been there for 50 years, if it was 1976 when it was put in place. There's a lot of nostalgia that would surround that. So that's why we're bringing this to you and your infinite wisdom to discuss. But staff will definitely follow your lead on this.
It's a very diplomatic way of saying, I'm not making this call. Y'all take heat for this. And John, you're like nodding your head at the same time because.
Yeah, I just.
Don't take my plane away.
Exactly. Put it somewhere else and put the helicopter somewhere else in Milton.
Find another prominent place to put the helicopter. Down by the Blackwater. There's plenty of places. That's exactly what they were talking about, Jernigan's Landing. I think that's what they're talking about.
What about all the alumni that went to Milton High School? Mm-hmm. Did we talk to any of them and maybe residents and the infinite wisdom, as he said?
So I'm curious what you think. If you would prefer to see the helicopter there instead of the plane, or if you would prefer to not even take the helicopter, or if you would prefer to have both. As a non-Milton resident, but somebody who pays a lot of attention to Milton for obvious reasons, it's my job and it's entertaining. I like the both and concept. You know, don't tear down your old monuments. Don't replace them with other things. Even though I actually agree with Stephen that if you were starting from scratch and trying to decide which one better represents, you know, the helicopter is actually kind of better because it's uniquely us. But they also fly a lot of fixed-wing planes. You know, put up a Texan, too. I mean, when, you know, a T-6, when, you know, at some point. I mean, more, to me, more of the history is better. And Foley, they can just figure out their own mess. We don't need to ship it off to them. So my preference, I'm kind of with John, is let's keep the one, which does require some upkeep. And that upkeep is never going to be less. It's going to continue to get more. It's not a lot, though. Not really. I mean, they kind of talked about it being some money, but it's not that much money.
Right.
To preserve a thing that's, you know, big to the community. And because you are going to, it's going to be one of those things where people are going to be livid if you change it.
Oh, yeah.
They will be. But, you know, anytime you make a change like this, there's always, even like when you first put it in, like putting in the Cobra at the Veterans Park downtown in Pensacola, there were people who were opposed to that, and it was a big fight. And now that it's there, it's like, I cannot imagine it not being there, you know? Because especially if you're new to town, like I'm only 13 years here. I mean, it's always been there. That's just the way it is. So 437-1620, what would you like to see done? You want the both? You want the swap? What would you like? Randy Roy, who is fabulous. Randy is so knowledgeable. He's like the civilian. This is not an accurate term, but he's like the civilian PIO for Whiting. Okay, Jamie Coffey is fabulous also, but he's the guy who makes a lot of deals and works a lot of stuff and interfaces between the city and the county, and and he gives a lot of presentations about NES Whiting Field. And he says something that he thinks, I think is, people who are really close to Whiting Field, like in their heart and their mind, they always find it a little bit annoying that people generally conceive of NAS Pensacola as the cradle of naval aviation, which it is, but really the flight training goes on at Whiting. Now, backseater training does go on, you know, at Pensacola, and we've talked about this, but there's a lot of things that go on at Pensacola. But it really is, if you just want to talk about flight training pilots, that's Whiting. Busiest airfield in the entire world, by the way, by number of flights every year.
One of the things that personally upsets me is, because I'm very conceited to Santa Rosa County and the Milton area, so when I go to other places nationally or locally, even locally, I can ask some people, hey, do you know what NAS is? And the joke is, yeah, you go across the bridge and it's right over there, it's got a museum. I said, yeah, but we got one right on Dogwood Drive. And a lot of folks don't know what's in their backyard. Naval Air Station Whiting Field sits right up off the highway. There was just a little F-dot sign that said Whiting with a little arrow. Now it has a big, beautiful sign. It was hosted. The late Don Salter took a big initiative to put that sign out there and is owned and actually on right-of-way out there that allows us that opportunity to announce the base.
Yeah, and, you know, I love both of them. I mean, you know, I'm attached to both of them for all the reasons. But, you know, it is, he's right, the perception, the presentation, it sometimes gets omitted in the reference. I mean, Corey Station gets omitted, you know, doing a very different kind of operation. But still, sometimes, you know, there's no mention made of them at all. And by the way, just, you know, as a note, this was a council member initiative, not a, like, staff didn't bring this forward, although Stephen Pressler is making the presentation. Tom Powers apparently is the council member who brought this forward, and he's the one who moved for it to get voted to accept the helicopter.
So the second motion I would like to make is...
Councilman Powers, I think we should vote on that first motion.
That's to accept the helicopter as the first motion.
Oh, we haven't voted yet.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Unanimously approved by all members.
All right, so we have a helicopter. Yay.
So they acquired the helicopter. That's done. What to do with it? Well, there's going to be engineering, right? And that was part of this discussion, was how much money to fund towards engineering, to study, to think about options, to community outreach, all of this kind of stuff. The techs are overwhelmingly in support of keeping both. overwhelmingly in support of keeping both. Everybody's like, why don't we have, dude? You know, more is more. right, which I like that. So 4-3-7, 16-20. I don't think it matters what Foley wants to do, and I don't think it's solving a problem to get rid of the plane. I just, again, I find a place for the helicopter. Do them both. And it's going to cost a little bit of money. It's worth it. These are, it's like just like putting up the Phantom here in Pensacola at the north end of the bridge. That's going to be a great thing if it ever happens. Hopefully that it will, because, you know, with the statue and the flag and the Phantom, it's better. It's richer. It's prettier. It's cooler. And I like all of that stuff. Anyway, John, you you have some strong opinions, and I think you're not the only one.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah, from the text. Clearly,
yeah, from the
people
text.
People are very passionate about this. So ranging from I want both to what in tarnation is wrong with these people? Why can't they not figure this out? Well, they need to hear from you. And so and through me, and, you know, there will be meetings and you can have input. And they didn't make any decision yet except to accept the helicopter, which is a good decision.
Right.
That's a good decision. Now, don't make it bad by making a bad decision afterwards. That's the only thing that I would recommend. Hey, if you are looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality cars. And one of the advantages is it's all in one place. You know, if you're wanting to look at Hondas and Fords and Hyundais and GMs, you got to go to all, hold a bunch of different dealerships, right? Generally. Well, if you're willing to buy used, which, of course, I am. I love used cars. If you're willing to buy used a year, two, 3 years young and low miles, go to Frontier. They're all in one place. You don't have to go all around town. And that means, I mean, literally, you ever gone to buy stuff like this and you're like, what was the third one again? You know, and you're trying to remember. It's right there on the lot. Go back to it. So one of the big advantages is so much selection. The giant buffet of cars is all in one place. And if you want to sample them a couple times and get in them, and if you want to drive them, you can drive as many as you like. It's just designed to be useful for you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free, but if you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, you're going to experience about a 12-minute delay in that area, and that's the worst that I see. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Curbside recycling in the city of Pensacola is important to preserving the environment and keeping the city clean. But people have questions. What can be recycled? When do the trucks come? How much does it cost? Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 to hear Daryl Singleton and John Scanlon with the City of Pensacola Sanitation discuss the City of Pensacola recycling program. Everything you need to know to recycle and help keep Pensacola beautiful.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Selling a home is personal, and it can feel overwhelming before you even know where to start. A lot of homeowners are told that if they question the cost of selling, it means they are cutting corners or taking risks. That simply isn't true. Wanting clarity and fairness doesn't make you cheap, it makes you thoughtful. I'm Miriam Rogers with Poppy Properties. I offer a full-service listing for only 1%, saving you thousands. And my easy exit agreement means you're never locked into a relationship that isn't working. You still get professional marketing, photography, negotiation, and guidance from contract to closing. What you get less of is pressure. What you keep more of is your equity. This isn't about doing less. It's about doing what's right for you, your situation, and your future. If you're thinking about selling and want to start with information instead of obligation and learn more about my 1% listing model, visit my website at forsalebymiriam.com. That's forsalebymiriam.com.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
silly old bear.
Good morning, 7:59, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. President Trump's signature will appear on future U.S. currency in honor of the nation's 250th anniversary. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent making that announcement yesterday. He said the U.S. is on a path towards unprecedented economic growth. And the partial government shutdown could be coming to an end. The Senate passing a bill overnight to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security, including the TSA. That deal was made between Democrats and Republicans after the president said he was planning to pay TSA workers without the help of Congress. That'll now head to the House.
And without Elon Musk money either. Hey, Transgressive Memorial Service comes up in 20 minutes. Find out what happened to Cesar Chavez and Fruit Loops.